Welcome to the Conscious Investor. Let's get started. Conscious Investors, welcome back. I am joined by an exceptional, extraordinary woman, and I am joined by amazing guests all the time, but I've been very much looking forward to featuring this person and her story and everything that she's done for a very long time, especially since we saw each other last December at an event. It's been that long since this has been on the calendar. It took a little bit of muscle on my side, muscle meaning like, please, I'd love to have you. It'll be safe. And maybe some courage on your side. Evelyn, I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much for joining me on the Conscious Investor. Your story is powerful and you are such an extraordinary investor. I'm so grateful for this opportunity.
Thank you, Julie. It's an honor to be here. And I've been listening to your podcast for a long time. So I'm so glad to be here.
Wow. Well, I'm surprised that you haven't been on sooner, but I am glad that you are on now. And one of the interesting things is that Evelyn and I really dove into investing around the same time, and we happened to be in the same mentorship program and in high performance coaching together. And so that lends itself, when you're in high performance coaching with someone else's group coaching sessions, you really see a very authentic side of someone. And sometimes you see the kids in the background, sometimes you see, you know, and you also hear different things. And so it's just been really just exceptional to just watch your growth and progression. It's amazing.
Thank you. I don't realize everything I've done. I just keep on going every day. And it's people like you who's like, Evelyn, look at what you've done. I was like, oh, wow, that's true. I don't realize.
Isn't it interesting? So every once in a while, I will stop. Every once in a while, meaning once or twice a year, I'll actually like stop and think like, oh, wow. Okay. That's what's going on. That's why I might be tired or feeling all of these things that I am, because you look back and you see everything. Do you have any strategies that you do to be conscious of the things that you're, you know, successful at or achieving?
Actually not. It's mostly people who remind me. My last experience is we were on a plane with one investor, and he just wanted to get to know me because I operate a lot of the self-storage facilities. And he's like, hey, Evelyn, what have you done? Where did you get into investment? When did you start it? What you do and how you do it? He just wanted to have that nice conversation. And I just started naturally just sharing. And I didn't even think. And he's like, but do you even realize how amazing it is? Like, I've been an investor for 6 years and not even close to where you are right now in 2 years. And plus you're a mom, you take care of your kids by yourself. And I was like, I have no idea how you do it. And you travel and you still answer emails like at 11 p.m. I was like, I don't know how you do all that. And then at that moment, I had my tears flowing down because I was like, wow, that's very powerful. And I never stopped to think about it this way. I was like, wow, that was a very powerful moment. And I didn't know what to say. I was like, I still get emotional now, but I was like, that was an important moment for me. That was, I think, a month ago. And I was like, that was the first time I really stopped to think about it. I was like, yeah, I'm enough, actually, because I always tell myself, like, oh, I could do better. I should do better. People have higher expectation of me because I grew up in a family where my parents came from nothing. They moved to France, and they had nothing. They started their own business, and they were very successful. And now, because I'm their daughter, a lot of people expect me to be at the level or much higher. And I'm like, I still haven't accomplished that. I don't feel there yet. So that's why for me, until I reach that level where people expect me to be, then I was like, I'm nothing. I haven't done enough.
So it's amazing, those expectations and the pressure. So have you done anything, I mean, through high performance coaching and other, you know, reading and life coaches and things like that? Like what has been the biggest shift for you in moving that line of expectations of others so that you can be you?
It gave me a lot of clarity. All the readings, the high performance coaching, that has opened a world to me that I didn't even knew existed, because I grew up in France in a traditional family with so many limiting beliefs. I've pretty much been told to what I have to do, how I have to be, how I have to behave, how I have to talk, how I have to think. That was my whole life, who I have to marry. And here I was like, wow, just having that awareness, that was mind blowing for me. Because for me, it was like, I didn't think that was possible. So I worked a lot, even with some energy healer. I was like, I don't know what that is, but somebody introduced me and was like, I'm open. It doesn't cost me anything. Just trying. I was like, let's try and let's see. And I've been really working on all those limiting beliefs that I had and I was carrying with me for all those years. And that's probably my family has been carrying for generations. So for me, it was like, if I can break that now for my kids, for other women, or I was like, yeah, it's worth the work. I don't say it was easy, but it was a lot of work on myself to know my value, what I can accomplish. So it was very, I'm so grateful. I would never go back. That's for sure. I'm so extremely grateful for anyone that I met in my life that changed my life.
It's amazing because even just, you know, and I've told you this before, but, you know, knowing like 2 years ago version of yourself, it's like, oh my gosh, like, look at this woman. You were a wonderful person. Don't underestimate that. But it's like the confidence that you have and everything you've been able to accomplish and the path that you're paving is just extraordinary. Was there a moment where it was just the straw that broke the camel's back, or was this all completely unexpected?
That was unexpected. It was so much learning in meeting people like you. And that was like, wow, she can start her own podcast just like that. Wow. I should be able to do also things that are completely out of my comfort zone. So I saw that movie with Jim Carrey and it was called Yes Man. I was like, okay, I'd like that. So with my kids, we decided to say, okay, well, we're going to try to say yes to things. Or we have a 3-bite rule. So it started with food, but now we also apply it to activities. So whatever activities, they would say, hey, mommy, play Roblox with us. I'm like, no. They say, hey, 3-bite rule, you have to try it 3 times. So I was like, okay. So now if someone come to me with an opportunity to do something new, I was like, okay, I'll say yes and try it. I was like, I'll do the 3-bite rule. I commit to it. And if I really don't like it, or if I feel it's not me, then I can say, okay, at least I tried it and I know it's not for me.
That's fantastic. We actually have a 3 rule and my company is 3 Keys Investments. And I believe in like this number. It's my favorite number, 3, because by the time you've done something 3 times, you know if you like it or if you don't like it. You've given it a fair shake. We were on a vacation in Mexico, and instead of eating these crazy amounts of desserts or sweets or anything and being wasteful because you end up not liking it, we just like get this plate full of whatever, and everybody try, like, you know, have a sample bite or 3 bites, whatever, you know. It's just the 3 is a very powerful way to say yes and try something without feeling like I'm committed forever to this.
No, I love that number. Now that you mentioned it, I was like, yeah, it's been very interesting and very fun for me to try new things, and also for my kids, for them to try new things as well. So
yeah, that is amazing. So when we're going to shift a little bit over into the investing side, because when I saw you in December, and I mean, like in person, but I see you on social media and we, you know, we have our little engagements there where, you know, I can see what you're doing is you're absolutely crushing it. And you're just quietly crushing it, doing your thing, you know, and I'm like, Evelyn, do you see kind of like that gentleman, do you see what you're doing? And so what's that path look like? How did you get involved in this commercial real estate space? What was there an allure? And tell us a little bit about your path.
So I joined a coaching program because I didn't know anything. I didn't know anybody.
Why'd you even go?
So
what took you to the real estate world?
Research. I was probably Googling something, and you know how those algorithm works. So I had an ad pop up on my Instagram and say, hey, attend that boot camp. It's a 3-day boot camp. It's in Los Angeles. And I was like, okay, I'll try. I looked at the price, okay, I can do that. I have no idea if they're going to sell me something or not. Mm-hmm. And I went, and I remember the first day I was there, and I was sitting on the couch and everybody was dressed so nice. And people were just there talking to each other. And I was like, wow, everybody know each other. And I'm here and I have no idea what to do. And I really thought, I was like, maybe I should go home. I don't feel comfortable here. I want to go home. And I thought about it. And then I was like, you know what? I made the commitment. I woke up at 5 a.m. to drive and get myself ready. And I was like, I'm going to stay. And the first day I met some people, but I was very shy. And I just remember that moment that they say, well, try to imagine a map of the United States and go where you are, like California, you would go to that side of the room, New York, go to the opposite.
Oh, I remember that.
And I did that. And then say, no, you talk with people and go to lunch together. And I talked with a few people, but really not comfortable. So I don't think that people wanted to even talk more to me. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to head out. And I have no idea where I'm going. Actually, it was like, I don't know. And I had just that group of three people. They were coming towards me. They were walking back to the room and they said, hey, you want to come to lunch with us? I'm like, what? Okay. I was like, I would always remember that moment. And I had such a great time and they were sharing their experience. And I was like, wow. And I learned so much at that event. It was packed with information that blew my mind, honestly. And I was like, what I have been doing all these years? I just was working my W-2, just putting money in the bank every month. And I was like, how much did I make? Maybe $40 with interest. And you can do all that with investing in multifamily? I was like, okay. They offer a coaching program. I was like, I didn't even think. I was like, where do I sign? Right. So for me, I was like, I need to know more. I was so hungry because for me, I saw a different path opening for me. And that's why it was, for me, the beginning of my journey. And everything became very clear. I was like, okay, I need capital to start. What can I do? I decided to sell my house. I was living in a beautiful 5-bedroom house with a yard, everything. And I was like, okay, it's okay. I know I'm doing the right thing. It's like, it's my heart talking. That was my heart. Yeah. You have to do that. And I know most people don't even understand. And like people in my family, I was like, why would you do that? Why would you sell your house and decide to move into a 2-apartment building? And I still live in that apartment. Actually, I've been even looking at buying that property, but there's rent control in California. But I was like, I'm learning so much. Talking daily to the property manager on site. I was like, I actually learned a lot talking to the tenants, see the mismanagement. And I was like, that's a perfect opportunity. Mm-hmm. And for me, that was a big sacrifice, but I knew I was doing the right thing. And then the rest is like just meeting great people along the way. And they trust me and they like my energy and see what I was like, yeah, I can. I don't know what I can bring to the table. I'm just brand new, but I have some partners that are warriors that trusted me and say, hey, would you like to come on our JV? I'm like, sure. I'd love to learn. And then I met another group and they say, well, we'd like to We want to invest in self-storage because there's so much competition in multifamily. That was in August during COVID. And so they start looking at deals in self-storage and they say the numbers are actually really good. Would you like to travel with us and go to Louisiana? I'm like, yes. Okay. I had no idea what is I was getting myself into, but I say, yes, let's go. Let's do it. And we travel there. And yeah, a couple of weeks later, we got our first property on the contract. We closed on it. Then we got another property. And it's just been an amazing journey. And we now have 7 properties. And we have one that we're going to close next week. And I've been learning on the go. I'm lucky we have an amazing property management company. But I've been learning with them. I've been reading. I've been going to conferences and also learning with other self-storage operators. I'm part of a women like mastermind group. It's just that whole journey. And what I do also is last year, and this year will continue, but really go to as many in-person events as possible. It just make such a huge difference. That is an investment in yourself. I don't post on social media. I'm not comfortable with all that. I tried, not my thing, but I go to those events and that's where I meet amazing people, where you have all those connections that are made. And that's how I get into other deals. I'm also part of the GP in other deal, just through a connection like that. And we actually had a deal that happened in Orlando at the boot camp. It was a crazy story because we were just sitting at the lunch table and we had a broker that was there and he's like, I have this deal, but I don't know what to do with it. It has to close in 2 weeks. And I don't know. We're like, so my partners, it's like we were partners on a different deal. And they're like, can we take a look? So he starts showing the deal. It was just outside of Orlando, 40 minutes away. Then the next day we'll say, hey, let's go. Let's take a look. We went to see the property. We started like just going around to the local park and say, hey, what's going on here? The city doesn't seem so attractive, but actually a lot of tech companies are moving into the area. And we saw the opportunity, really. We asked a property manager, what do you think the rent should be? Just doing that, we didn't have much time to do our due diligence, but we were able to come together as a team and close in 2 weeks.
And this is exceptional. And I remember this going down as, you know, Steve is in the hallway and I'm talking, where are you guys going? What?
I know, it was crazy. And I remember we were the day before closing, we were sitting at the hotel lobby until 3 a.m., still going through all the documents because we have an equity partner. So it has all those layers of like companies. And I was like, I like those people. Because if they're here sitting with me at 3 a.m., still in the hotel lobby and working hard, I love those people. And that's how I experience going to live events. You eat with people. You meet them during the conference. Then you go to dinner together. You meet them, you could go to the bar together. That's when you can talk about investment, but then at a certain point, you start talking about who they truly are. Mm-hmm. And for me, this is priceless. So thanks to that, that allowed me to meet incredible people that now I can call partners. And there's a lot of other people that I would love to partner in the future. So I strongly encourage anyone to attend as many events possible in person, because it's priceless what you get from it.
And you end up sometimes getting a deal. It blew my mind. I was just smitten when you guys were leaving to go check out that property in Orlando. Like, and this is exactly, I mean, that isn't normally what happens, but it was just so beautiful that it's, oh, we're here at a multifamily event. And oh, wow, you just got a deal.
No, this is a home run deal. We are able to double the rents. And most of the tenant had the lease expired. The
wow.
Was just, he's a builder. He was self-managing. And he never had a property management company, so he didn't really care. So he had the original lease, and it was just months to months. So we are able to come take over. And you had a lot of friends from 750 to 850. Now our market rent is 1600. All the new leases wow. are at 1600. And I was like, this is a home run deal, truly. So I'm glad we took the leap, because that was stressful and we didn't have much information from the seller. So it was it was gut feeling. It was like, we see the potential in that deal, and we went for it.
It's amazing how what you experienced before really paved the path to being able to say yes to that, because you started saying yes to the smaller things, including roadblocks or whatever our kids ask, right? And like these small things. And I just believe that power of flexing those muscles and practicing it. Like if we practice and create this habit where we can say yes, even if it's outside our comfort zone in these small things, when these bigger opportunities come, now we have already positioned ourselves where we're comfortable outside the comfort zone and it's okay. We know it will be okay. And we can explore those opportunities. It's amazing. Like all of that work just leads to these beautiful opportunities.
100% agree. Yes.
That is extraordinary as always. So you're working on self-storage. Here's what I think is not coming through is that you are seriously one of the smartest women that I know. You are truly smart and able to really digest a lot of information. And I'm admittedly not a super details person. It's a little painful for me. And I'm grateful for people like you that are very skilled and attuned with that. Tell us about, can you just share a little bit about some of the processes that you use that you've grown into that, you know, help you find the success that you have?
A lot of it, I would say it's hard work. It's like, I don't even count the number of hours. I try to log in the hours, but I always forget. So a lot of it is hard work. It's dedication. Mm-hmm. And I had to unlearn a lot of things. And that's something that's an amazing process that I didn't even knew about before. It's a book I read and they say you have to unlearn so you can learn again. And I was like, that's very interesting. And I'm a person, I do everything myself. And I had to learn how to use a VA. And now I don't think I would be without a VA.
Right.
How to automate, create systems. So I had to learn that. And learn more about all the technology out there that's here to help you. So that helped me a lot, save time, keep track, and grow, because otherwise, if I would continue to do it my old way, I'll be probably stuck after my second or third deal. But now I've been able to really expand and work on more projects.
Mm-hmm. What were some of those challenges? I know this is another thing where I've onboarded a VA and offboarded, you know, it's like, that's a whole process in and of itself to find the right fit, to hire, to train and all of that. How did you go through that process?
So I'll say something that maybe some cannot relate is I put things in the universe. Mm-hmm. That's something I learned too here with my self-development journey is I know I've been lucky. I've met great people and life actually put great people on my path, great partners. And we've been also very lucky with the VAs. We interviewed for my personal assistant. We only interviewed three VAs. We picked one and he's amazing. He can do PowerPoint presentation, he can convert file, he can book airline tickets, he can do so many things. And we didn't even realize how much he could do. But we saw his potential, but we only interviewed three people. So I would say it's a lot of unluck, because I do talk with other investors that are using VAs and that didn't have that experience, or they were taking more time to find the right fit.
That's really interesting, though. I think that there's, you know, truth, and everyone has their own way of expressing it. For you, the universe, I am like with God. And, but, you know, trusting that there is something greater than you that is looking out to guide your path or to provide what you need. I don't know if you've read the book, The Alchemist. I'm looking over at my bookshelf. Have you read that book, The Alchemist?
I did, but that was a long time ago when I was in high school. So maybe I should reread it again.
Oh, the audiobook is fantastic to listen to with the kids. Like the kids, because it is a fable, but it's very much, you know, living the life that unfolds before you and trusting that that you know, everything that you need is provided for you as long as you are pursuing with pure intentions, you know, your goals.
I love that you do it with your kids. And that's something I would love to do with my kids. I've been sharing so much about my journey, what I do with my kids. I'm like, I would love for them to have that mindset. I'm building everything for them, for their future. But at the same time, I'm trying to share as much as I can with them. So they have the right mindset. Right now, my kids are 7 and 9 years old. But I was like, I think this is the most important because it creates the most amazing foundation. And I don't want to say I'm a pessimist, but I was like, if anything happens to me, I know that in life, they'll be fine. If they have that knowledge that they know they have to always work hard and smart and believe in themselves and anything is possible, if they have that mindset, they can have anything in life. And I would not even worry.
Yeah. And to be able to take over anything that you've built. My son currently talks about joining the Marines, becoming a Marine, and then when he's done, becoming an investor. Like, we can bypass this whole Marines thing. No offense, Marines, because I very much value everything that they do. But, you know, I am a mom. We can bypass that. You could just become an investor. But it's interesting already. It's on his radar. It's like, okay, don't worry. At some point, and I haven't pushed it. I haven't ever said you have to be an investor or anything. But you know, they see what's going on and trying to prime them so that at some point when I pass on and my husband passes on, they actually know how to navigate what we've created.
I told my kids, I was like, you can do anything you want. If you want to do singing later, you can do singing. You want to be an artist, you want to be a YouTuber, you can do anything you want, but you have to be financially smart. If you know how to have some properties, manage them, and have infinite cash flow, then that cash flow will allow you to do all your other hobbies. Mm-hmm. So you don't need to be tied to a W-2 where you feel miserable. You can do anything. But I was like, being financially smart, that's something that's for them, that they will keep for life. So that's why I'm trying to teach them as much as I can about financing. I know they're still little, but I know they catch up. And my little one say he want to do real estate later. And he's now start even asking people he meets, like, do you invest in real estate? Because my mommy does.
That is the best advertisement ever right there. Oh, and it's interesting because they do catch on. And sometimes I think that we actually underestimate how much we're passing on to them that we don't even realize. So oftentimes, for lack of a better example, this is one that's coming to mind. A lot of times people pass on their love of team sports, which is great for people, and their favorite football teams and all the whatever team it is that they follow, whatever sport, and they can pass on the stats from it and who their favorite players are and in the history of the sport. But, you know, on a different vein, I mean, we're passing on investing and our love of real estate investing and the power of it. And it's very similar. It's just a completely different niche to be of information to pass down. So
I feel like the real estate investing or just the financial, like the knowledge, just being financially smart, I think it's a life skill. It's like learning to swim. Or that I think that should be taught in school because this is something that really are going to help anyone in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if they don't have it, so my kids have some of their own cryptocurrency.
Wow.
Technically you can't have that till you're 18. So I have a separate account, but it's the kids' account, right? The government was giving money for, you know, the stimulus checks for kids. And we're like, let's do something different with this money. And so the kids had been asking, they're like, can we just have our own crypto? Cause I follow cryptocurrency. And so we just thought, let's just use that money and we'll give them, set there some money into cryptocurrency and they can follow it and track it. But it's a different way of thinking about money and finances and one more level, a layer. And my kids are older than your kids. You know, we got teen and tween going on. And so, but they're interested in just trying to like double down on you're interested in this. Okay, let's just move into that while you're interested and you're still listening a little bit.
Oh, I love it. I think this is it's perfect for kids, for them to learn. That's amazing that you're doing that.
Yeah. Something different, but in line with what you're saying, that financial awareness and alertness as to even, this is a little off topic, what we normally talk about on the podcast, but even when you think about where the dollar is, potentially headed and what global currency looks like and how that is, like teaching them to just simply be aware of what is taking place around the globe with money in general and how that operates. It's like, it's going to change in your lifetime. Like how the world functions is going to shift tremendously. It doesn't mean good, bad. It doesn't mean no more America or anything. I'm not saying any of that. I'm just saying it's going to shift. Mm-hmm. Let's teach you to be aware. Oh my gosh. So interesting. You have done so much, Evelyn, in the past few years, and you were just an absolute inspiration with how you've just said yes to so many opportunities, yes to life, and really yes to yourself. And I think that's really one of the most profound changes. When you look back, as we begin to wrap up and everything, as you look back, what is your favorite memory over the last couple of years of this journey that you're like, you know, it was just one of those, oh my gosh, this was really exceptional and I'm so grateful for it.
For this, I would say it's my latest deal. Like the one where you had 2 weeks of close, that was so much adrenaline. And for me, I really felt at my place. Because before that, I was always telling myself, I'm here to learn, or I'm a student. And I've joined partnership where, because I was like, I wanted to learn. I know they're excellent operators. And I was like, and I came mostly with as part of equity, but I was like, hey, I would like to learn as well. Mm-hmm. So, and I always saw myself as a student, always. And I was like, okay, I don't know my value. I would say, okay, I come on the partnership. I don't even know what to ask for. They say, what do you want? I'm like, I don't know. Like, so I know I'm familiar with all the GP split and stuff like that. But I was like, for me, it was like, I never put a value on myself. Mm-hmm. Now on that last deal is like meeting people who really appreciate me for what I bring to the table. For me, it was like, wow, they really trust me, because I didn't even realize the experience I had or what I could bring to the team. And it gave me so much confidence, because it, for me, it was like, wow, I have those very successful real estate investors and they want me on their team and they trust me. And they didn't even, like, they consider me as part of the team right away. There was not even, hey, do you want to be, or no, they say, no, you're in from day. Like the moment we decided to go visit that property together, they say, no, you're, of course you're in. And I was like, wow. And since then I've been working a lot on like, what's my worth? Like what I really bring to the table. And that has been a really awakening moment for me in the past, I would say, months, where I had to switch from I'm a student, I'm learning, and I was like, I don't know my worth. And I was like, I could help people, and I was like, I'll do it for free even. To no, I'm actually, I have experience and I can bring a lot of knowledge, and like, I was like, I can do so much for the team. I was like, I can contribute, I can help improve the systems, or even have a vision or the business plan. I was like, Actually, yeah, I can do all that. So for me, it was a very important moment where I'm like that switch in my mind.
I love that. It's almost like an apprenticeship. And I think about for successful investors, oftentimes those first couple of years are very much like you're saying, navigating that. What do I have to bring to the table? Do I have any value? And so you end up doing a lot of, side hustle, like, okay, I just want to contribute. I want to add value. I want to learn. And so it feels so much like an apprenticeship. And then there's that awakening moment where it's just like you said, I am so excited for you. Like sky is the limit, and it's exciting to see just where your path is headed.
Thank you.
I'm not sure. You're not one, as you mentioned, that is all over social media. Evelyn is a very unique guest because she doesn't go on the podcast circuit, and people come to her and gravitate towards you and what you are doing because you're so successful and just such a wonderful person to be around and to be partnered with. If people are listening right now and they're like, "Wow, this is the type of investor I want to place my capital with because this is the caliber of person I invest with," what would be the best way for them to reach out and get in touch with you?
And they can reach out to me on LinkedIn.
Awesome. And everyone listening knows how much I love LinkedIn. It is the place for professionals who are looking to level up or get connected with their next partner. So find Evelyn Ling over on LinkedIn and make sure that you connect up because she is rising the tide. The tide is rising wherever you go, Evelyn, and everyone has an opportunity to be part of that with your investments. I just want to thank you again. You are amazing, and I appreciate you the time you've taken to come on the Conscious Investor.
Well, thank you so much for having me as your guest, and I'm very grateful. And that is my first podcast, and I'm so glad I do it with you because of our journey of friendship. And I don't think I would have a better opportunity to do on my first podcast.
Oh
So.
my gosh. Well, thank you for trusting me with your voice here on the podcast. And to you, amazing conscious investors, adventure belongs on the trail, not in your investment portfolio. So make wise investments and make sure you connect up with Evelyn and that you also, if we haven't connected and spoken, make sure that you schedule a time on my calendar. All right. Until next time, live big, love bigger. Overwhelmed by apartment syndication but want to learn more? Let me help you press the easy button. Head over to 3keysinvestments.com and download Syndication Made Simple. I explain simply how the process works, who's involved, and how you can get started today. You're smart, and with this simple guide, you'll be able to understand the process. Head over to 3keysinvestments.com and download Syndication Made Simple.